All right, now we've got Quinn calling in from Battle Creek, Michigan, who, as Tom likes to say, is battling an air conditioning unit that's gone awry. Quinn, what's going on?
Well, let's see. I have a house, and it has central air. And, well, there's a line, a hose, that goes from the air conditioning unit, and it runs down along the bottom of the floor and runs down to the drain in the floor.
That would be the condensate line, correct?
Okay. All of the manuals that I have for this don't have very good diagrams about this part of the unit. You know, I've got electrical diagrams and such.
No, you normally wouldn't have a diagram for that.
So basically what happens is if I run the AC hard on one of the summers, you know, hot days of summer for a week, let's say, it must build up enough water where it basically just about floods that part right around the furnace. Because it just fills it with water.
Okay, so listen, the hose that comes down, is it running somewhere where it can drain, or are you telling me that it leaks out before it gets that far?
I think it leaks out before it gets that far. Either it's plugged where that hose comes out, or there's a drain pan or something I don't know about.
So here's what happens. Sometimes inside the air conditioning air handler itself, where the evaporator coil is, you get dust, dirt, or sometimes even labels that come off the equipment and sort of float on down, and will partially cover the hole where the condensate line comes out. So what you need to do is take the condensate line apart and stick a flashlight in there and see what's in the way. There's probably something clogging that particular area, and so the water is not rising to go down that hose. The water's got to, you know, get up high enough and be unblocked so it goes down the hole and runs off. I mean, what you're explaining here is just a normal operation of an air conditioning system. In a hot, humid day, you have more moisture in the air. You lower the air temperature, that moisture turns to condensate. The condensate collects and has to run off. If the plumbing system that's designed to do that is blocked, then it's going to overflow the furnace and get water all over the floor.